And this is Ozarks at Large. The state's first Graduation for All Summit was held at the Jones Center in Springdale yesterday. It was attended by regional public school superintendents, principals, teachers, staff, and about a dozen student representatives. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich covered the event yesterday morning, and she brings us this report card.
The novel Graduation for All Summit was co-hosted by the Northwest Arkansas Education Services Cooperative based in Farmington. It serves 15 member school districts plus one charter school. But Dr. Jim Rollins, superintendent of Springdale Public Schools, was key to facilitating the gathering.
Well, let me first of all say we've got about 70,000 public school students in this region. About 21,000 of those kids are in the Springdale School District. So it's a real privilege for members of our staff to be here today. And our goal is to try to be learners ourselves so that we can improve services to kids. We're on a positive trajectory, really trying to improve graduation rate. We're working toward getting ours to about 94%. And that's a major stretch for any school district in the state. So there's plenty to learn in that process. And I think this graduation summit today will give us an opportunity to visit with all the schools in the region, learn what's working, maybe learn where the real gaps are, and see if we can work together to close them.
By law, all American high schools must continue to cut the dropout rate. That's why across the nation, educators and administrators are joining forces to figure out how to meet that difficult challenge. The Northwest Arkansas Council was the other co-host at this gathering. The private nonprofit organization collaborates with businesses, civic, and educational leaders to improve regional economic development, infrastructure, and scholastic excellence. Kim Davis is the council's director of education and workforce.
You know, something that the council has constantly been working on for the last couple of years is heightening the level of conversation around the importance of education throughout the region. The council has always seen it, and we see it more than ever as an economic issue, not just an educational issue. And so today we are here to talk about how do we work with our kids who are struggling. How do we put in places plans that will allow them to thrive, considering Common Core standards that are coming our way and the technology that's available to us? How do we do that in a way that not only brightens their lives, but continues to grow our region in an effective and efficient way?
Arkansas Commissioner of Education, Dr. Tom Kimbrell, traveled up from his quarters in Little Rock to deliver the plenary keynote, listen to educators, and share his ideas on how to improve Arkansas graduation rates.
Well, just an overall picture of Arkansas, we lose about 25% of the students who enter the ninth grade. You know, as kids enter our high schools, and typically that's at the ninth grade level, that we're not engaging 100% of those students in their learning, and for whatever various reasons, they're leaving our schools. And they're becoming what many would term high school dropouts. And we know that that's not what's in the best interest of one, them as individuals, citizens of our communities, and citizens of our state. They're not ready for what they need to do to be productive adults, to be informed citizens and make choices about what they can do to make our state a better state.
Dr. Kimbrell says measurement methods are constantly being adjusted for graduation rates and debated to account for diverse student abilities. But Arkansas ranks just above the national graduation average.
In our graduation rate, the average is less than 70% nationally, and we're you know, depending on which one of those you look at, the NGA rate is in the mid 70s. The former graduation rate we used to use is around 80. But, you know, again, we think there's some problems with the NGA, and we're going to work on those.
To the state's credit, Commissioner Kimbrell says classrooms in Arkansas are undergoing a revolution. Arkansas school districts this year were released from the constraints of the federal law known as No Child Left Behind, reauthorized a decade ago by the Bush administration as the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. The law set strict thresholds for student achievement, holding states and schools accountable for progress. Instead, Arkansas, along with 45 other states, have left NCLB behind and adopted Common Core state standards, currently being rolled out kindergarten through eighth grade. Common Core uses technology-based interdisciplinary project peer learning to instill college and career readiness and create collaborative learners, thinkers, and problem solvers.
In the original No Child Left Behind, there were targets and goals that each state had to set. in the flexibility that we've received under ESEA, which is another acronym for No Child Left Behind, you know, that's this administration's term, we were able to look at the gap between students that fit into what we call the Targeted Assistance Gap Group, which are the students that are English language challenge, students with disabilities, and students that come from low socioeconomic families. So they make up this group that we have, and it's a rather large group. It's almost 50%, 55% of our students in our state belong to that group. What we find is that that group, because of those challenges and what they bring to our classrooms, are more likely to not finish high school. And so what we were able to propose to the U.S. Department of Education is we want to close that gap. We want to work harder to bring their graduation rate up faster, but we also want to make sure that our whole student group, those others that don't have those challenges, are also improving their graduation rate, because even students that don't bring those things to the classroom, we still see some of them dropping out of school. So, yeah, we've got some ambitious goals, but they're really trying to close that gap is the major goal. And then we're trying to encourage every school, even those high-performing school districts that have, and we have some school districts that have 95 and 96% graduation rate, we're challenging them, let's move it up a point and a half. Let's move it up a half a point a year. Let's have a goal to continue to improve and not be satisfied with good being good enough. Let's be great, let's be better every year.
And as Dr. Kimbrell pointed out during his opening talk, research indicates that students currently 24 years and younger will not only frequently change jobs in their lifetimes, they will likely change careers, so must be prepared to tool up multiple times.
Relearning, continuous learning. We have to give them the skills to read to learn, to computate to understand. It's all of those skills that successful adults today, successful people in our world have always been able to do, and that is look at the situation, learn what you need to learn to be successful in the moment, and then also understand that you have to continue that learning. You can't stop learning about what you do and what the world's expecting. So it's not about a set of math concepts or those things that is that fundamental, deep-seated conceptual learning that a student needs. It's how they internalize that need to retool and relearn in their life every day, every week, every month, every year.
Dr. Tom Kimbrell also encouraged educators to instill compassion and social responsibility among students, to personalize learning, and to make sure every student has at least one adult in their school culture to mentor them. Among the superintendents and experts presenting were students to provide their views and their perspectives, like 12th grader Priscilla Valesco and Manuel Hernandez.
So here I'm here today just to, you know, help people out and, you know, show them that we can make it and graduate.
So what would be the best practice that could be done in high schools today to help students graduate?
I think more attention individually, because some students learn differently than others at different paces. So I think that, you know, if teachers would focus kind of, not necessarily one by one, just in smaller groups and kind of learn how they're learning and go at their pace, I think it would help a lot of students out.
And you?
Yeah, I think the same. I think that if students will see that, you know, the teachers do care about you, I think that, you know, the student's going to try and not let the teacher down, and he's going to try to, you know, he's going to be like, well, you know, my teacher cares about me. I'm not going to let him down. I'm going to try.
Arkansas counts 468,000 public school students in 239 school districts. Of those, 284 are high schools. And many of those high school teachers and administrators will likely look at the proceedings from today's graduation summit. Arkansas Education Commissioner Tom Kimbrell plans to introduce model legislation to encourage public school innovation in order to discover new ways to boost achievement in Arkansas. And to that end, he announced the formation of an Office for Public Education Innovation to be based in Northwest Arkansas. More about that later. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.